Bless the Lord, bless the holy name of God. All my being, bless the Lord, remembering the goodness of God.
Loving and forgiving are you, O Lord. So to
and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger, rich in love. God remembers not our sins, forgiving and loving is God.
Good morning. And welcome to Burns Church. On behalf of the church, I welcome you all. Malo elele. While he is on our way here, I was often asked, what is this? Most of us are wearing it. It is a token of respect. You cannot enter the king's court in Tonga without this. If you walk in there without this, you'll be escorted out. And we do believe if we wear this into the court palace, why not to church? To the house of the King of Kings. It is made out of the wild hibiscus tree. But here in America, here in Denver, we cheat. We go to Hobby Lobby and get a rope already made. So, me standing up front and someone told me I'll be boss today. I am respecting you and welcoming you to our worship service, the second Sunday of August 2022. If you like to respect someone, please get up. When the pastor tells us every Sunday to get up and wave to someone, say hi, some of us are lazy, sitting down. Be cheerful, get up, and wave to your neighbors. Good.
Now, if you'll remain standing and join me in the call to worship, read responsively. The Holy One prepares a place for us in this time of worship. We come with our anxiety and distractions, seeking comfort and reassurance. God counts each person precious and irreplaceable, a unique creation beloved and valued. We would be rid of hostility and estrangement that we might be reconciled to God. God meets us where we are and guides us. We come daring to seek what we need, believing the promises of God. Now, if you'll remain standing for the hymn.
2181 in the little book, it's We Need a Face. It's got some very good words to it.
You go ahead.
I read this morning from the fifth chapter of Isaiah, beginning at the first verse. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected to be yielded grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judea, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste, and it shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Diana won't be singing today. A little technological problem. And I told her that I will sub for her singing today. And she asked me, what song you will be singing? And I told her, I'll try The Sound of Silence. It is time for prayer time, gathering our concerns and all the celebrations. Let's start off with our concerns. Do we have some?
I just got diagnosed this week with a lung disease, which is why I'm not singing today. But it's the very beginning of it, so hopefully we'll get it under control, but it just kind of hurts at times, so pray for me, okay? Thanks.
Thank you. She is asking us to remember her in your prayers, evenings, mornings, before bedtime, remember her in your prayers. Any concerns that we have? Just one, a healthy church. Do we have any celebrations? Yes, sir.
Daughter's turned 29 today. One of my granddaughters turned 29 today. Good birthday.
Someone is turning 29, still up the hill.
I don't know if this is a celebration, but I wanted to make sure everyone knows that this Wednesday is the crop fundraiser for August at Just Grill from 11 to closing. It's at Iliff and Buckley. Thank you.
Crop walking. I didn't hear where we meet, but
that's just for a fundraiser dinner.
All right.
This Wednesday.
Thank you. Do we have more celebrations? Yeah, we have.
Lucy.
Good morning, everyone. It is my boyfriend's birthday tomorrow. And even though he doesn't want me to announce it, I'm just happy and grateful to God for another year of life. That's this guy over here.
Happy birthday to the boyfriend. Happy returns. Do we have any more? If not, let's go ahead with our program, the Unison Prayer. Friends, put aside your distractions, your agendas, and your hesitation. Let us join here and now in prayer to Almighty God.
Thank you.
silent meditation. Tamai ilangi eiki tarihu. Mawo mi ke lotu atu ke afion. Umau piki ki hoanga ta iririu, ho o tau hi aipe ki ho o tala of. Kata ki mua eiki e mau faa faka fiu. He koho alo ho mau moi hu. Ako e pia mei he ta iloa o ko pukeni kiai, neongo pe e fuoloa ko pau ho ku atamai. Ika e ike tuku e maulotu. Ka e oua ke ke ofa mahi. Ika e koko e ai otua na e tahui hok family. Ai eiki o ko malua i talu e mau ke tamasi. Io eiki. Hei kai ke tuku e maulotu, kai oua ke ke alo ofa mai. Ok maufa malo, he ofa tauhi ai a fiona. I kai ke maufe unga, kai tae tuku peho alo ofa. Ok mau kore wha more more, ai kovi ai maufa kai whea ngai, ai mau tauhi ai tūtūni ai a fiona. Ka oku mau tau tapa. Ke hifo mai ho lau maarie i he pongi pongi koeni. O tokonia ki mau tolu. Whafonu ofa e mau moui. He ilo te mau lava ke ofa. Pea ke tūtū i ho kosperi. I he feitu oku masiva. Io eiki, afe mai ke tau ngā ue, afe mai o whai tokonia ki mautolo. Heavenly Father, you are the I am, you never change in loving us, no matter who we are. We thank you for the church, the people, so we can share our concerns. We thank you for this sanctuary, so we may find time to come and worship thee. We ask you, Lord, to fall upon us, to help us understand your scriptures so it may illuminate in our lives, to show love where there is no love, to sow courage where there is weakness. And we can do mighty acts through you. The mighty Father, we thank you for your scriptures. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for all the gifts that you bestow upon our lives, our families, the church. Forgive us. For not being able to keep the covenant. We ask thee, Lord, wherever our senior pastor may be with him. Protect him. Bless Bless us as we are about to hear your message. Bless us with good voice as we are about to sing to praise your name. There are things that hundreds of things to ask, but it doesn't come to our memory. But with you, you know what is best for us. Bless us with all those things. Celebration being lifted, bless them. Concerns that being lifted, help them. And we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's hear the Tongan sing in a music, special music for us today. And I'd like to ask all the Tongans to come up front.
As our Tongan choir is making their way up here to the stairs, just a brief mention of what we will be sharing with you as our musical offering. E kua tō mai ai taufa, which translates into a hymn, which is, I believe, known to most. Opening line of the hymn in English, Master, the Tempest is Raging, which is a hymn written by Mary Ann Baker. And it is based on the biblical passage of Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 41. In which the recalling of Jesus calming the storm as his disciples were fishing in the Sea of Galilee. Master, the tempest is raging.
That's not part of it.
Can we have a B natural?
B natural.
Oh, I know.
Now, if you'll stand, if you're able, for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel comes from the book of Luke, the 12th chapter. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you will immediately say, it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Shall we remain standing and go to hymn number 2177 in the books? That's okay.
You may be seated. Church, let's try some soap opera compo. As the world turns throughout the days of our lives, even the young and the realize that there's only one life to live. But the Lord, our guiding light, tells to all my children that they must strive to another world. Get out, Lord, let us pray. Tohi fo hange hahahau ki o mau atamai. O ngau hi ke kere kere tau ai funga makani. Fall upon us, Holy Spirit. Make our soul a good soil. In the name of our Father, amen. Peace and love versus sword and fire. The thieves come only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth hears my voice. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest in your soul. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Today's reading, I came to send fire on the earth, how I wish it were already kindled. Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Contradiction? Yes, of course. To those who are learning to regard Jesus as the Messiah, the anointed one of God, these words should come as a very, very cold shock. They regarded the Messiah as conqueror and king in the Messianic age as a golden time. In Jewish thought, fire is almost always the symbol of judgment. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. His winnowing fork is in at hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume all of them? But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed all of them. I didn't come to bring peace. I come and bring fire, a symbol of judgment. Other aspect of fire is purification. John Calvin says once, pure gold and silver come through fire purification. And in this sense of purification, it involves destruction. For the purifying flames burns away the false and leaves the true. Jesus baptizes with Holy Spirit and fire. So then the word fire has in it the illumination and the warmth and the purification of the entry of Jesus Christ into the heart of man. I have a baptism to baptize with. Baptize in Greek means to dip. In the passive, it means to submerge. On the cross, immerse suffering. And Jesus said, "How great is my distress." The time on the cross, the darkness came over the land at mid-morning for about 3 hours. The weight of the sin of the world is upon him. The purpose of his coming is to suffer. Of course, the shadow of the cross was always there, never, never absent. And Jesus going to the cross, there is joy, Hebrew 13. And that was set before him to endure the cross, despising the shame. You know, people, joy through suffering is not a pleasant experience. And Jesus would do on the cross is for you and for me, so we may have life eternal. And also the joy of having all of you into the family of God. Do you think I come to give peace on earth, but rather division? At Christmas time, we sing peace on earth and goodwill towards men. But his coming would inevitably mean division. And that is one of the great reasons why the Roman hated Christianity. It tore family in two. Jesus' presence will bring believers and unbelievers. There is something in the Bible that we call truth. Division in the household, domestic, because of truth. And truth by its nature divides. Because some people will embrace it and some people will reject it. And Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Do you remember the conversation between Pilate and Jesus? "My kingdom is not from this world. And if my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." And Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listen to my voice." And Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Pilate looked at the truth square at his face and refused to acknowledge it. What is truth? Here is Jesus, the personification of the truth. And remember what I said before when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am not a truth. I am the truth standing in front of you. We believe that Pilate was not interested in the answer, and maybe that is why Jesus didn't give him any answer. And that is the kind of attitude people have today. What is truth anyway? Some people might say truth is relative. It might be true for you, but not true for me. But I am glad it works for all of you. If you live in a house where there is division, we need to pray, asking the Holy Spirit to help us and to approach the situation with love. In closing, when you go with your accuser before a magistrate on the way, make an effort to settle the case. This is what we call settling out of court. This is not the legal advice. It is a spiritual advice. The mediator was sent from God and is standing in front of the judge, dealing for you. I'm asking you, church, the issue that you're dealing now, do it right now. Don't wait to be standing in front of the judge. And how do you settle this? We accept Jesus Christ today as our Savior. He died on the cross, bearing our punishment. You accepted it, and by doing, you are settling out of God. And you don't want to be standing in front of the judge. Jesus already standing in front of the judge on your behalf. He was judge for you and for me. People, there is no condemnation if Christ is in our lives. Confess. I know I am a sinner. I know I need Jesus Christ. Preparing this, I was wondering, if ever I make it to heaven, and if the prosecutor was asking me, Pastor, how do you ever make it up here? all I have to do, people, because when Jesus rose to heaven, he sat at the right hand of God. All I have to do is to point at the guy on the right hand of God, him. Settle your case outside of the God and do it now. There was a knight of Bethlehem whose wealth was tears and sorrow. His men at arms were little lambs, his trumpeters were sparrows. His castle was a wooden cross which he hung so high. His helmet was a crown of thorns whose crest did touch the sky. Peace and love versus sword and fire. Settle it now, people, while we have time. Amen.
So I'm taking over. It's a coup. So if you will stand, turn to your hymnal 578, we will sing God of Love and God of Power.
Reach out and hold someone's hand. I know it is time to make a big circle. It is a symbol of love. It has no beginning, I love you too. And it has no end. Rest your case, taking it to the Lord, while it's still time. The Lord keep you and bless you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and gives you his peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, go in peace. Amen.